From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. An EPA administrator says concerns brought forth by the American Soybean Association and Plains Cotton Council over dicamba label restrictions will be addressed by the EPA. The groups are suing to challenge the new buffer requirements and cutoff dates for over-the-top application. EPA Region 7 Administrator Jim Gulliford tells AgriMarketing.com states have the authority to add restrictions, but not necessarily increase or expand label restrictions the EPA applies. Tyson Foods wants to get to the bottom of allegations some of their managers privately wagered on the number of employees who'd be infected with COVID-19 in the early stages of the pandemic. In a statement, Tyson Foods president and CEO Dean Banks says, "We have suspended, without pay, the individuals allegedly involved and have retained a law firm to conduct an independent investigation. If these claims are confirmed, we'll take the measures necessary to root out and remove this disturbing behavior from our company." The allegations were made in a wrongful death suit tied to infections at Tyson's Waterloo, Iowa pork processing plant. Trust in American farmers has increased during the pandemic, according to an American Farm Bureau Federation survey. The nationwide survey showed nearly 9 in 10 respondents trust farmers, up 4% from last year. The survey also gauged Americans' attitudes about agricultural sustainability practices and found nearly 60% rate them positively. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.